that would be significant, not just for that reason, but also the fact that she's of Asian descent. The Asian caucus in our chamber is growing in number, and I have said it ever since I've been speaker. Illinois is a very diverse state. Diversity is the strength of this state, and that any maps that we were going to draw should make sure we're able to demonstrate how diverse this state is. And I didn't know Sharon Chung from McLean County at that time. And here we are, almost a year later. You know, she could be a shining example of that great diversity that our state has to offer, and another member of our caucus.
Sharon Chung's race is one of the most expensive races we've seen here in Bloomington-Normal in recent years, certainly for a House race. I think her and her opponent have spent over $1 million already. I guess, what is your message to those who are uncomfortable with that amount of money being necessary to win an Illinois House race in this part of the state?
Well, campaigns are expensive all over the country, and that's because of what the Republicans have done to our Supreme Court. They've allowed dark money into races. What you're seeing from the Preston campaign is dark money from IE groups being spent against Sharon. So Sharon has had to build a campaign that would allow her to be aggressive and get her message out there as well. And so let's be clear where this all started. This all started with Republicans packing the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court decisions that have allowed dark money into our politics. And until we can correct that, you're going to have to build campaigns to compete. We've built campaigns to compete. She's able to get her message out there. She's knocking on doors and doing the old-fashioned political work as well. And her message is being received.
We have the fall veto session coming up here in mid-November. Are you anticipating a follow-up measure related to the Safety Act?
You know, we do have a working group, the Public Safety Working Group, that's been meeting on this continuously since the end of session. I do understand that they are having some very productive conversations. And if that group has a recommendation for us, we would be prepared to put it on the board and call it. It's likely that they will have a recommendation for us because we've already had three trailer acts to the Safety Act pass, and they've committed to continuing to doing the work.
What are your priorities in a follow-up bill?
I don't have any priorities. My priorities is to listen to my caucus, and the caucus is doing the work. They've been meeting since the end of session. Our Public Safety Working Group is very diverse and geographically diverse, ethnically diverse, genderly diverse, and you know, they've been doing the work, meeting with the advocates. But it would be premature for me to get ahead of a group that's been doing that kind of work.
Republicans are obviously coming at Democrats pretty hard on the Safety Act at this moment. How much of that, in your view, is just what you expect on the eve of an election and things that are kind of inevitably going to be said versus failures by Democrats to communicate what this thing is and what it can do in the positive parts of the Safety Act?
Well, unfortunately, Republicans have decided as a nationwide strategy to use fear and lies, particularly around crime, as a campaign strategy. Here in Illinois, on the macro level, they're doing it nationally. On the micro level here in Illinois, they're using the Safety Act. The Safety Act was passed January 13, 2021, an hour before I became speaker. There's been three trailer acts to the Safety Act, and they know that work has gone on towards a fourth. To suddenly start the fear-mongering campaign 60 days before an election tells you exactly what it is. It's an election tactic. I wouldn't be surprised that all of the rhetoric that you're hearing disappears November 9th, no matter who wins it or loses the election. It's a campaign tactic, you know, and that's unfortunate.
Do you think Democrats could have done a better job over the past 2 years in communicating all of the upside of this legislation that you just communicated to me so that by the time an election season comes around, there'd be fewer kind of holes to pick at?
Well, Ryan, I wear a wristband every day, and my wristband is very simple. It says better, right? You can always do something better. Always be better every day you wake up. Here's the reality. We've done three trailer bills to the bill already, and we've been working on a fourth. since we left Springfield. The other side knows that. I don't believe there's anything we could have done that would have appeased the other side. It's a campaign. They've chosen to run a campaign based on lies and fear-mongering. That's a national strategy that Republicans have used. Pick a city, any city. They're talking about crime. And so I don't think there's anything that we could have done different that would have changed the campaign tactics that they've decided to use.